Hello, welcome back to the English program. Another little audio boo here. And as always, we only have 5 minutes to get our message across, so we have to be pretty quick. Don't we, Pilar? Yes, we do indeed. Well, we were doing some podcasts yesterday, and we did one as a sort of hello to Jim and Kate, who work at the BBC Archive, or they're part of the Archive Collections team, and they have a Twitter. It's Archive at BBC. That's their Twitter page. So we sort of said hello and did a little podcast saying how wonderful we think the sort of work that they're doing is, getting all the little clips and things onto the internet. Can't be easy. And I find the whole sort of idea fascinating, and I love the idea that they keep putting all these little bits on. And every time something new is sort of put onto the website, the internet, they do a tweet about it. So I sort of wrote to them and sent them a little audio boo to say thanks for that. And they wrote back. And I want to say thank you. This is one of those things. I remember the very first email I sent when I was about, well, sort of like, I don't know, like 1997 something. And it was to the librarian in the House of Commons archives or something, and they helped me. So I sent an email saying thank you, and they wrote one back saying thank you. And so I wrote one with no thank you, and it like tennis just went on forever. So I can't keep on saying thank you, but I wanted to say how nice it was that they wrote back to me to thank me. I'm like that, you see. So anyway, moving on, we can't spend the whole 5 minutes talking about this. So it's the BBC Archive thing, and they've published new little programs. There's an edition of Women's Hour from the 1950s, from 1950 to be precise, asking which qualities make an ideal 1950s wife. Very interesting. And also they've got Agatha Christie, who was interviewed in 1955. Check that out if you want. That was published 4 hours ago. All of these, the links to all of these, can be found on the BBC Archive Twitter page, or if you go to the actual website, all of the clips are there. Also, how the BBC announced the Anglo-Soviet Pact in 1941, as the USSR went from enemy to ally. The clip is there. Find out how the BBC did that. What else? This week in 1967, everyone was making their own double-breasted coats. You can also find that. And I think I did an audio boo this morning talking about Noel Edmonds giving Philip Schofield a golden egg that can be found there. That was 8 hours ago that was published. So this is great. We've got the sort of the publishing timeline thing, so we can see what the people in the archive are getting up to and when, which is quite nice. So check out the official BBC Archive page, part of the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/archive, and I'm sure if you have any suggestions or thoughts on what could be sort of put onto the site in the future, or if you have a look and you're quite impressed with it or whatever, get in touch with the team, the collections team. Go to the Twitter page or whatever and drop them a note. Too many, I think too often, we sort of go to websites, have a look, watch, listen, have a think, enjoy, and then move on to another website without actually sort of saying thank you to the poor people who are stuck there making it all possible. So if you do check out the page, if you've got time, drop them a line or a message and tell them what you think about it. It will help them make it better. So do that if you can. And their Twitter, once again, is archive at BBC, and the website bbc.co.uk/archive. Just remember, when you go to a website, there are people behind that who are sort of making it all possible and doing stuff. So it's quite nice to sort of drop a message into the whatever. I'm not very technical, am I? But never mind. Okay, this is the English program. We're broadcasting on Audio Boo.